Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Malaysia's former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has again been chosen as a candidate for the top job at the age of 92. He stepped down 15 years ago. Our Asia Pacific editor, Michael Bristow, reports.
When Mahathir Mohamad resigned after more than two decades as Malaysia's Prime Minister, he promised to leave politics entirely. Over the years, though, he's often given his opinions. More recently, he's been drawn into national affairs because of his opposition to the current Prime Minister, Najib Razak, who's been embroiled in a multi-billion dollar financial scandal. At parliamentary elections, Mr. Mahathir will stand for the opposition alliance, linking up with his old enemies and against his former party to try to oust Mr. Najib.
Prosecutors in Vienna have drawn up charges against an Austrian teenager who's alleged to have recruited a 12-year-old German boy over the internet to carry out an attempted suicide bombing in 2016. With more, here's our Europe regional editor, Mike Sanders.
The 55-page charge sheet sheds new light on a case that shocked Germany over a year ago. The Austrian teenager, who's now 18, befriended the German Iraqi boy on WhatsApp. He allegedly taught the child how to make a device out of fireworks and nails. Twice, the boy tried unsuccessfully to blow it up in the German city of Ludwigshafen, targeting a Christmas market and a shopping mall. Forensics experts said it could have caused burns injuries. The boy is too young to be prosecuted. The teenager, who's of Albanian descent, is said to have been radicalised while in detention for a mugging.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said she's optimistic about achieving a good outcome in the 5 days of coalition-building talks that have begun in Berlin. She said her Christian Democrats and their Bavarian allies were determined to work swiftly and intensively with the Social Democrats, their former junior coalition partners. The Social Democrat leader, Martin Schulz, said he wouldn't rule anything out.
We'll be conducting the negotiations here constructively and with an open mind. But one thing is clear for the Social Democratic Party. We won't be drawing any red lines, but we want to push through as much red politics as possible in Germany.
It's the longest period of coalition building Germany has ever seen. You're listening to The World News from the BBC.